Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
So we thought it was going to be a Super Bowl ad. A couple weeks ago, we saw some footage and some photos come out of the Mean Girls cast filming something out at the original high school where the original film was created. And it turns out it's not a Super Bowl commercial. It's just a straight up Walmart commercial. There are three of the four cast members that are in this Walmart ad, but one of them did not sign up to come on. So the woman who played Gretchen Wieners, Lindsay Lohan, and Amanda Seyfried are all in this commercial, but Rachel McAdams, who was the big star of this film, declined to be in it, presumably because it was a Walmart commercial and she's Rachel McAdams. But
does anybody find this commercial ironic? Because the Mean Girls would never, ever shop at Walmart.
You know what? Maybe hard times hit them. You know, maybe they didn't do as well as their parents in the sequel.
And they really didn't capitalize on the get in loser were going shopping at Walmart. That line is iconic from the movie. And I'm not surprised. When I saw Lindsay Lohan doing it and then Lacey Chabert, who played Gretchen Wieners, I was like, okay, well, that's two of them. That makes sense. And then when Amanda Seyfried popped up, I was like, okay, big budget. But Rachel McCann, I'm not surprised because I think out of all of them, I know Amanda's been in some major movies, but when I think of the difference between them and Rachel McAdams, it's like night and day. Like, Rachel McAdams is a real actress, TM.
But Amanda Seyfried is pretty legit, too. Like, she was in Les Mis. I mean, I know Mamma Mia is not necessarily Oscar-winning stuff, but it's still, like, a pretty big deal. Lacey Chabert is just on the Hallmark Channel. And Lindsay Lohan, I think, was in that one Christmas film on Netflix last year, so she was free.
You didn't come with the big guns on those.
No, but Amanda Seyfried apparently had a very free schedule, so good for her. Wish Rachel McAdams could have rounded it out, but also understand why she declined. Okay, the Tupac Shakur murder suspect, he pleaded not guilty in Vegas. So this is, of course, Dwayne Keepity Davis. He was charged with the murder of Tupac Shakur, and he pleaded not guilty in a courtroom in Vegas. He was unable to find a lawyer, so they had to get a court-appointed attorney for him. They're not going to seek the death penalty for him, but he's currently being held without bail.
It makes sense. That is tough for him to find a lawyer, because literally for the last 20 years in books and interviews and documentaries, he has gladly talked about how he had a part to play in Tupac's murder. And now all of a sudden, when it's time for him to be charged for it, he's pleading not guilty and he had nothing to do with it. But I think it's finally time for there to be some justice, because this man has more than actually made himself accountable for the murder in many ways.
Oh, yeah. So it just seems like a losing case. Like, I don't know what attorney would be like, oh, yeah, I'll take this on, unless they really wanted a challenge. I think some lawyers are really into like, oh, this is going to be a high profile case. We'll probably be on like CNN or something. There will be a lot of press around this, so maybe it'd be a good way to get my name out there, even if I lose. So
it's definitely a case you can make a name for yourself, but it's going to be a challenge for sure.
But would you want to make your name for yourself on that case? Because Tupac was so beloved. Like, would you really want to defend the person who has admitted time and time again that he played a part in his, like, murder?
No, absolutely not. I think that's exactly why he's struggling, because is it worth it at the end of the day to make a name that way?
Well, think about other attorneys that handled big cases, like maybe, like, O.J. Simpson's case. Like, I don't know the name of this of the attorney, but I'm sure he had pull.
It was Robert Kardashian.
Oh, it was.
Sure.
Oh, God. Yeah. And I'm sure he did fine afterwards.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure his family's good.
The Kardashians are doing just fine from what I can tell. So maybe it's not a bad idea, but I totally get, like, you wouldn't want to attach your name to defending somebody who played a part in this murder. So understandable. Okay. Well, Will Smith is making his first appearance since getting slapped by Chris Rock. He's joining DJ Jazzy Jeff and performing at the Grammy Salute to Hip Hop. This is going to be recorded on November 8th. And the Smiths, between Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, like, I feel like they just need to go away for like a year with all the press that we've had from them in the last year.
The last Instagram that I saw of Will Smith, he was on a boat and it was going really fast and it looked like it was going far away from everything that we know. And I don't know why he came back.
Literally why.
He should have just kept going. Like, he was getting away from all of it.
I think he was like, you know, Jada's really taking the spotlight for me for a hot second. It's time for me to come back with DJ Jazzy Jeff, do a little tap dance or whatever, get on the Grammy stage and try and salvage what's left of my reputation.
Tap dance.
No.
His tap dancing is so huge in hip hop.
You know.
It's like step.
Yeah,
he's going to step dance. I don't know why.
Step dance and tap dance, all in hip hop.
I don't know.
The Burt Show.